French Indochina, with its seeming jungles and strange plantations, is now part of the war-torn picture in the Far East. It will soon be the scene of these transcribed Terry tales, the adventures of Terry Lee, American boy and his friend. They are on their way now, and already they've run into more mystery and danger than they can really understand. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, here's a neat trick to pull on your mother. Say, Mom, how about getting me some Libby's Love Apple Juice? Well, that ought to get a reply something like this. Now, what in the world is a love apple? And then you tell her that a love apple is nothing more than an ordinary tomato. Love apples were what people years ago called tomatoes before they learned how good they are as a food. And if you want to be real smart and do yourself a favor, tell her that love apple juice may mean just plain tomato juice. But Libby's tomato juice is extra super. Well, you just couldn't get such a wonderful flavor, such rich-tasting goodness from ordinary tomatoes. That's why Libby's tomato juice actually comes from prized tomatoes picked just when they're red ripe and bursting with flavor. And Libby presses the juice from these prized tomatoes so carefully, cans it so quickly, that Libby's special delicious flavor reaches you without loss. And besides, Libby's tomato juice brings you important vitamins. Well, gosh, what more could you ask for? Unless it's to ask Mother for Libby's tomato juice regularly. Now, just be sure she gets Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. There are two plantations side by side deep in Indochina. Terry and Pat Ryan are going to the one owned by the very British Mr. Smythe Heatherstone, and a man named Baron de Plexus is going to the other. This de Plexus chap is the right-hand man of the ever-dangerous Dragon Lady. And that's what made Pat Ryan take the job as manager of Heatherstone's property. Pat wants to arrest the Dragon Lady and also discover how and why the former manager, Dylan Kane, disappeared. But we'll get around to all that soon enough. Let's throw in with Terry and Pat at the Irrawaddy Airport. They saw the small de Plexus airplane take off in the darkness. And Pat tried to find out from a nearby mechanic where the plane was bound for, but learned nothing.
Well, we'll forget the mechanic, Terry. I've got another stunt.
Come on, we'll try it.
I want to find out where Baron de Plexus went in that plane.
Okay, whatever you say, Pat, but you heard what the mechanic said. He said the destination of aeroplanes, private planes, is nobody's business.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to make it my business, and you're going to find out for me.
Look, the little plane's gone. We saw the Plexus take off with his pilot. We can't call him back.
No, but listen to this. Now, here's what I want you to do. You're young, you talk pretty good. You see that little office over there?
You mean where the field superintendent is?
Yeah, where the lights are, where we stood outside the window and got a good look at the Plexus.
So?
So, I want you to do this. And I think we can get all the information firsthand.
Come in. Oh, don't you know when you slam a door, you shatter my nerves?
I'm sorry, sir, but I gotta find Baron de Plexus. I'm Fleming's hotel. I got a message. It's important.
You're too late, Sonny. He just cleared out in his plane.
Cleared out in his plane?
You have excellent hearing, my boy, because that's exactly what I said.
Boy, I'll catch it for missing him. He left in a plane, you say?
Oh, why are you always so right?
Well, I'd better wire him at Hanoi. I can meet him at the airport so he doesn't make the trip for nothing.
You'll catch it worse if you do that, Sonny.
Huh? What?
In the first place, he didn't fly to Hanoi. He flew directly to his plantation in French Indochina. He did not go to Hanoi.
We did, huh? Well, thanks, mister. That's all I wanted to know. Good night.
Didn't I tell you? Always slamming the screen door. I'll have to take the spring off. But if I do that, the buttons come in. My heart on my nerves.
Well, Pat, it worked. Had no trouble at all.
On a mastermind, what?
I can't be too sure about that, but I found out that Baron de Plexus was flying directly to his plantation.
You see, the Baron was upset. When I called on the phone early this afternoon and said I was a reporter for the Far East Gazette, that got him worried.
You mean when you said that Dillon Kane was found badly beaten and Kane died on the Duplexus property? That's what scared him?
That's what I mean. If Duplexus wasn't worried, he wouldn't have hopped a plane and gone to his plantation. Yes, Terry, that old vulture knows more about Dillon Kane than he admits.
And he doesn't admit anything, so whatever he knows is plenty.
And here's another thing to chew on, Terry.
Yeah?
Come over here by this field light. I want you to look at this map. There. Here, now look. We're going for a ride in the regular passenger plane in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, take this map here. Now, this map shows the principal airline routes. Now, here's the one we take. It goes from Irrawaddy, where we are now, as far as Hanoi.
That's right. Hanoi's in French Indochina.
Okay, now take another look. The country from Hanoi to the interior is almost impassable.
Impassable, I'd say.
And I'd say impassable, but never mind. It's nearly all mountain and jungle to the next town. The nearest town to the Heatherstone Plantation.
Well, how about the river? Let's see, it's the Red River, yeah.
Yeah. But the Red River, even if it does go from Hanoi down to Indochina, well, it isn't reliable.
Well, what's all this getting to?
Look at the map. Now, here we are at Irrawaddy. We take a plane from here to Hanoi. Then, from Hanoi, we'll have to change to a train.
So, Pat, why not ask the pilot about transportation?
Well, I was just going to. Come on. Ease your way up front with me.
Okay. I can squeeze through all these crates.
Hey. Hey, pilot.
Yes, Mr. D.
No brief at all. Just want to get a little information.
Look, I can't tell you if we'll be attacked by invader planes or not.
I'm not worried about that.
Well, there's no use of devil's line.
I want to know about the noise. I mean, when we land there, can we take an ox cart or a boat cart or a roller skate and go on the interior?
There's a train with a real choo-choo engine. And ride that as far as Laokai. When you get to Laokai, the world just comes to an end.
Jump it off.
The beginning of nothing, buddy.
Hey, you know what you're beginning.
Penny? The pilot? Say you do? Should say I do.
Well, he's our pal.
Well, you don't say. Jim, why didn't you do so? How is all good?
Well, he's still working with the Chinese Army. Still very charmed life. Now, what's the word on this trip?
Well, Hanoi is the only landing ship I can set this baby down on. Where you lads headed? Well,
we're going down to Laokai.
You bet for a double train. They're just what a railroad, but it's a little better than water. But, first of all, why go there?
We're going to a plantation not far from Laokai.
You can have it. I'll take another.
I guess you don't get many passengers on this route anymore, huh?
No, not since the war. Or even before, mostly freight stuff.
Yeah, so I noticed. I've got a crate sliding against my back right now.
Yeah, same here.
There's always a lot of freight for the interior. Got another passenger, you know.
You have? Well, I didn't notice
it. Oh, he's way in the back. Dead asleep, I guess.
But we're glad to get aboard. Did you board the plane here, Waddy?
Sure. Did you see him?
Did you, sir?
Oh, you could have put down the feedback in the shack near the...
Well, doesn't matter. He drove up with a truck. He helped him put these crates aboard, and he climbed in, went right to sleep. Just know until he took off.
Well, his freight going to Hanoi?
As far as I know, anybody's freight, man.
Well, if I could find a spot to stretch out, I'd go to sleep too, but...
Well, maybe you can go back and ask the other passengers to get over.
Look, am I the only lad who's supposed to worry about invader planes? You know, just because you've been headed to ride in this place, don't think you can dodge and shoot them.
Well, if you're really worried, pilot, you'd sing a lot different song.
Sure. I forgot. You mean you got it. Yeah, there's a lucky bird.
Stop, you're
a. Well, if you see him again, just say the truck. You know I said hello.
And I'm saying hello right now.
Huh? What's that?
Wait over here, Terry. Take a look at the address on this wooden case. Look here. This thing is consigned to B. Duplexus and Laokai, French Indochina.
Well, what do you know?
Well, what's wrong with that, bud?
Oh, nothing. It's just a surprise,
don't
you? Yeah. Well, then the rules are all the place except the mail is bound to the same address.
Got a lot of boxes, too.
But the same way as passengers. Drop left down.
And the passenger back there was asleep. Is he part of the freight?
Yes. He's traveling to the same address, I guess.
Well,
I'm going back and curl up in that 2x4 sheet closet.
You really sure have that big robot.
Go ahead, Pap. Watch out for the case. Standing up. Say, Pap.
Going to
the
plexus plant. Yeah, I know. So is the other passenger.
You noticed him get a feeling.
Well, it was dark. A lot of confusion.
He didn't notice us, I suppose.
I don't know.
Well, what are we going to do?
Do about what?
Oh, shoot.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute before you get all cleaned up. There's nothing to worry about.
They're all looking in his case. They're all going to the plexus plantation.
Maybe we'll find out. We can't whip them up now.
Could all this stuff be doing with the plantation?
I don't know. But I know one thing I'm going to do right now.
What?
I'm going to take a look at the Sleeping Beauty.
That's us. Oh, the other passenger, the man who traveled with us.
Yeah. Just here in the snoring. Come on.
Ed's back here, and we'll see what he looks like.
Dark back here, Pat.
Must be stretched out in the mailbag.
I think that flash might. Shall I move it?
Okay. But don't hold it on too long. No use spoiling a nice, lovely sound like that.
It's smells.
That's what I said. Go ahead, turn on the spotlight. Maybe he'll take a bow in his sleep.
Here goes.
Look, Pat. Out of the light, quick.
That man, long trailer from the restaurant. Here he
is. Sure is, the very thing. A man with a scar on his jaw. No mistaking that.
Mr. Scarface is working for Baron the Plexus, huh?
Surprise, all right. I'm afraid this is going to lead us into trouble, Terry. Yes, Pat Ryan, Scarface is one of the Plexus men. And there's going to be trouble. But not what you expect. So keep your eyes open when the plane lands in Hanoi in French Indochina. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. If your mother said to you, time to take your glass of vitamins, you'd probably think, oh, gosh, some kind of medicine, sure. But if she said, how about a glass of swell-tasting Libby tomato juice, you'd say, let me add it. But when you drink Libby tomato juice, you get lots and lots of vitamins. This grand juice is rich in vitamin C and A, a good source of vitamins B1 and G. So ask your mother for it. Boys and girls, did you post a defense stamp in your book today? Well, I sure hope so. Buying defense stamps and bonds is one of the very best ways of showing you're a true blue American. Well, you're going to hear Mr. Scarface talk in tomorrow's Transcribed Adventure, and you're going to take an exciting train ride to the jungle plantation town of Leo Kai. So grab onto your nerves and remember, you've got a two-fisted fighting date with Pat and Terry, and, well, you'll find out tomorrow.